To the CEOs in the room, schools, colleges, and universities are their business's talent pool. Diana Kraft and Cecil Bell Jr. both own their own businesses.
If our young people have a good education and a base, then we have something to build on.
If we defund education, we compromise our ability to maintain our presence and our viability across the world as an economic power.
But for these business owners, $7 billion in cuts to public education, closing 4 community colleges, and cutting about 7.5% from higher education funding isn't enough to warrant a tax increase.
No. Because I think there is not an area that we couldn't look at and have better efficiencies.
The strategy was in line with Governor Rick Perry's words to the business crowd.
We heard the calls for a state income tax. There's no way that you can cut that type of amount of money out of state government without doing devastating damage to this state, its people, its reputation. We came out of 2003 in good shape because we resisted.
But the governor and the CEOs in the room weren't holding hands on all fronts. TAB's president and CEO, Bill Hammond, says the legislature should consider using about $6 billion from the state's rainy day fund. That's something neither the House or Senate budget bills propose doing.
If we can do things like spending some of the rainy day fund and some other things, we can get that level up to current level so that at least we can maintain the current level of expenditures.
Construction business owner Cecil Bell Jr. agrees with tapping the rainy day fund in order to save education. Bell also sits on the board of trustees for Magnolia ISD.
It's kind of like the old carpenter's adage, you know, measure twice, cut once, because if you're not careful, you'll wind up with something you can't live with.
Erica Aguilar, KUT News.